This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You can watch live there. You can listen live. You can watch live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the chat room. You can download the app, too. We have an app on Android and Apple. Many asked for it, so I put it up there. But I want you involved and engaged, truly. It's just get informed. I mean, I can't tell you how many of you, you know, as I was just talking about with Alfonso or Rachel, you know, we were talking about how a lot of you, whether it's biblical or just in the regular world, in the secular world, you really don't understand, you don't know what your rights are. You think you do. And that's not a slight. I mean, all of us are ignorant to something or portions of. Many just hang on to the First and Second Amendment without really knowing any of the other ones or even an overview of the other ones. Shouldn't you? Wouldn't that what a good scholar, somebody who really wants to be informed and engaged? Well, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, God bless America. We keep trying. But no, seriously, get informed. Get truly informed. Okay? I want to make sure that you really understand what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. And know how to respond to these people so you can really make a difference. Because if you keep giving them misinformation, and you do it so adamantly, right, that you're going to have problems. Your credibility is going to be flushed. All right. You know, one of the things somebody brought up to me, sent me an email I thought was kind of funny, true and funny at the same time, was when I was talking about Joey B giving away, you know, 16 of our sites that Putin can't touch or shouldn't touch. I thought it was interesting that somebody brought to my attention, because I said, well, that means all the other ones then are on the table. It's like, don't touch these, but go after all those. It's okay to go after all those. But basically what Biden did was give Putin the 16 most valuable areas that we care about. Right? It's just amazing. And speaking of more craziness from the Biden administration, not that we don't have enough to go around, I guess you guys have heard, or you've been hearing about this new term they're using, which is just amazing to me, birthing person. It's more inclusive. And I'm just sitting here scratching my head going, please stop asking how ridiculous they can get. Can you stop doing that? Because every time you do, we come up with something like this. Now, a birthing person would have to have, and I know, I'm sure they're already working on this, a uterus and fallopian tubes. Would you agree to that? What we refer to as the man, the male species, doesn't have, yes, I know some of you are going to pass out, doesn't have a uterus. Matter of fact, you guys used to yell at me, some of you on the left, I don't listen on a regular basis. You used to yell at me and say, I can't talk about abortion, I can't talk about women's issues, not because I didn't identify as a woman, but because I didn't have, specifically, because I didn't have a uterus. And I didn't know what it was like to have a parasite occupy my body. What a sad state when you talk about the beauty of a baby, of a child, and you're calling it a parasite. Yeah, you got some real mental issues you need to work through. So anyway, so now the Biden administration says, to be more inclusive, they're going to call them birthing persons. Look at your mom and say, you know, happy birthday person's day, mom. I mean, seriously. She's not going to, I don't care. You know, there are a lot of liberal moms out there, I get it, but I was watching this interviews going on along the beach. I mean, people would buy T-shirts on, for God's sakes. And they were not for this. This they thought was ridiculous. And my attitude is, why do we keep screaming for the Dems just to let them go? We'll turn the damage around. We've done it before. Let them go. Let them dig a hole so big, so deep, that they can't get out with a bunch of ladders and helicopters. I mean, what's next? I'm going to make some of you cringe right now, but what's next? No more Dad's Day? We're going to have Sperm Donor Day? I mean, what is it going to be? What are you going to call it? Partner in Creation Day? I don't know. What are they going to... I want them to be more inclusive. I mean, seriously. I said it years ago, and I'm going to say it again. And it's not a slight to the gay and lesbian community. When two guys can sleep together and produce offspring, two males, biological males, when two biological females can sleep together or have sex together, I won't use that word sleep anymore, right, and produce a baby naturally, I'll burn my Bible right here on the show. But I don't have to worry about that because it ain't going to happen. It can't happen. And I don't know why some of you, whether you're, you know, a Christian, a believer in God, a whatever, when do you finally decide to start speaking up and not allow this craziness to go on? It's up to us to stop, and we have to speak out against it. The left is, you know, what's really funny is, I watch conservatives bow their knee to the left. And they don't like, you know, these stores or what have you. Most of these people on the left aren't buying stuff at your store. They're not going to vote for you anyhow. Come and see your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I like to say. Seriously. You know, I always appreciate the time that you spend on. Some of you send me emails. Look, the shows are all podcasts. So if you need to go back and get them, we are on, SoundCloud. We're on all the major ones. And you can always go get them. You go back to the website. You can grab them off of one of our video sites and what have you and that kind of thing. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Gavin Newsom, this guy's like the Teflon Don, right? Did you see him on some of the late night shows, and plus he's giving away all that money to people who get vaccines? What do they have? 4 winners at $1.5 million apiece. This guy, just amazing. I mean, we're giving away tax dollars for people to get vaccinated because they believe it's the right thing to do. This is craziness. Now, we've just learned that Gavin Newsom and legislature, they are trying to keep him in office so badly. Even though a lot of them can't stand him. But see, they get what they want with this guy. They'll get anything and everything they want from him. So, they're working hard for it. So, Gavin just has new legislation. And he's trying to ram it through really fast. It's in California, it's AB 152. It will... Think about this. Think this through for a second. It's going to give the governor total control of the recall process. The recall vote and so forth. So if you're the governor and you're being recalled, because right now what happens is, and it's the same party, you know, it is a game. If the governor gets recalled, or gets, you know, they get enough signatures to recall him, it goes to the lieutenant governor to make the dates and the times and all that other stuff. Right? I think it should go to a panel of 3 and 3. But I don't make the rules. But now they want to flip this and give him the total power. So now, you're recalling me, okay? And you give me the power to decide when the vote's going to go down, what's going to happen the whole nine yards. I love it. I mean, it's a great mafia move, don't you think? So Newsom and his enablers are changing the rules for his own recall in the middle of the game. They cheat right in the plain sight of everybody. They're wondering why people don't trust our elections. They're doing it right in your face. I've always said this. I said they've become so emboldened. We so much let them get away with this that they're now doing it right in front of your face and everybody thinks it's fine. Right? Nuts. So anyway... So far, they've delayed the vote using a corrupt law from 2017. They added 6 weeks to bully people to withdraw their signatures. They actually had people out there calling, showing up at your home, and saying, did you sign this? Did you really want to sign this? This is what they were doing, seriously. But guess what? Only 42 people pulled their votes back. Newsom thought his best chance was to put the vote off until the state opens. Now he's decided, you know, waiting too long presents more risks. So he's changing the law or getting the law changed so he can do it exactly when he wants to do it. Because, you know, what's coming up, you heard it the other day on the show, which is, you know, he's going to have to put water rationing back in place because they won't open up the spigots to give us the fresh water we actually need. It's too intricate for me to do in a relatively short period of time. But ultimately, we do have the water we need. He could make it happen. He refuses to make it happen. So, his top supporters in the Senate said explicitly, if you're forced to fight an unnecessary battle, at least do it on your terms. Don't you love it? He was citing future threats like, you know, fires and school reopening as a reason to hold the election earlier than the law currently allows. If the vote is in September, as now it might be, they have about 100 days to save California and get ready for the campaign. I mean, you've got some of the biggies putting money on this, some of the big tech companies. They like Gavin. They love Gavin Newsom. He gives them what they want. He bails them out. He gives them what they want. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a left-wing reporter. See, I love stuff like this. I think this is great when they step up like this. There's a left-wing reporter who blasted Biden and said to him, maybe you're in the wrong business. You know, again, we talked about this earlier where I said, when you really think about what's going on, he tells Putin that they have to have a free and open press, but it doesn't happen with him. Biden or Obama. Remember towards the end of Obama's presidency? Actually, probably happened to the middle, but it got really heavy towards the end. When even CNN was complaining that they were not the most transparent. They were the hardest people to get information from, to get to speak with. I don't know if any of you remember that at all. They couldn't get pictures. Matter of fact, the pictures that you got from the White House at one point in time were pictures that the White House took, that the White House decided was okay for dissemination. Statements and other things, you know, that they wanted to put out there before there were any interviews or anything, they gave the statements as to what could be printed. Well, a left-wing reporter blasted Joe Biden on Wednesday after his meltdown over answering questions. I mean, God, the guy has no control, no self-control over his anger. She suggested that maybe he's in the wrong business if he can't even take a basic question from reporters. She went on to say, if you're the most powerful person in the world and you can't field questions from the media without losing your temper, maybe you're in the wrong business. This is according to New York Magazine writer Olivia Nunzi. Oh, figures, an Italian girl. What kind of example does it set for other countries when the President of the United States insults a member of the free press on the international stage for asking a fair question? Right? She started tweeting these out. Her tweets came out after Biden freaked out on a CNN reporter. He went after Caitlin Collins for asking about his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. You know, when George W. Bush, what did he say? I looked into Putin's eyes and saw a soul. I don't even remember what it was. Every reporter on the left made fun of him. And they beat him up for it for days, days and days and days. So Putin said that he was confident. Let me quote the reporter. The reporter asked him, why are you so confident he'll change his behavior? The president spun around and said, I'm not confident. Let me tell you what I said. What the hell? What do you do all the time? Went off on her. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has made Juneteenth the nation's 12th official holiday. June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers told slaves that they were free.
This is a day of profound, in my view, profound weight and profound power. A day in which we remember the moral stain, terrible toll that slavery took on the country and continues to take.
It's the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Day was created in 1983. The Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Affordable Care Act. The justices ruled that Texas and other Republican-led states, as well as two individuals, had no right to bring their lawsuit to federal court. The ruling, which was written by liberal Justice Stephen Breyer, didn't decide whether the individual mandate was unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Welcome to the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say. I don't hide anything from you guys, tell you what's going on. You got to get informed, though, people. You really do, before you start engaging with people. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, or down there, or wherever. Like I said, a lot happening. You know, I was talking about Joe going after that CNN reporter, and they still stuck up to him. I don't get it. I mean, I don't even know the name of the disease, but it's like the more you abuse me, the more I want you. Seriously. That was, he went off on, Caitlin Collins from CNN. It was the end of his press conference. And so now you have another reporter finally stepping up and starting to speak out for these people. But he didn't like the way she asked the question. He didn't like the, as a matter of fact, he told her she was wrong. Even though they have it on video. And this happened. I loved it. The best one I loved was Barney Franks yelling at Bill O'Reilly. After Bill said, "This is what you said." Barney said, "I didn't say that." And he goes, "I got it right here on video." And they played the video. He says, "I don't care what the video says. I didn't say that." That's their mindset. That's the sickness behind it. Think about it. He said, let's get it straight. I said, what will change their behavior is if the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. He went on to say, I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating facts. Well, he actually did say that. But given his past behavior, that he hasn't changed. And in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say that Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account for the constructive meeting, as President Putin put it? Joey B says, well, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. See, when Joey doesn't understand something, he just ignores it. I'm not going to, like I said earlier, I'm not going to keep replaying his stuff. I'm not going to keep rehashing his stuff. He makes me nuts like he makes the rest of you crazy. Right? But seriously. Anyhow. It's this again, I'm just going to use this as a mantra after every story. None of this changes till you decide to change it. That's when it actually changes. All right? Till you decide to jump in and stop allowing them to get away with this craziness. Because that's what it is. It's nothing but craziness. And you know that. Great ruling from the Supreme Court today. And you know the fun thing about it? I was totally taken back by this. I got to tell you something, guys. I did not expect this. Really didn't. Yeah, I know. You're going, come on, get on with the story. The Supreme Court ruled 9-0 on Thursday that Philadelphia was wrong to end a Catholic group's contract to provide foster care services because the organization refused to work with same-sex couples. You know, again, we have religious freedom. See, this is the thing that bothers me about the gay and lesbian community when it comes to this stuff. If you know the baker doesn't want to make your cake, go somewhere else. Why would you want to give... How brain dead are you? Why would you give your money to somebody, first off, who are going to use that money to support causes that you don't care for? That's number one. I've already told you how I would handle this. If I had a photography shop, if I had a bakery, you know, all these places, and if the gay and a gay or a lesbian wedding, a same-sex wedding, if you would, came and said, we want you to make the cake, I'd say, fine, but I want you to know something, and I'd have a sign on the wall. You force me to do something I don't want to do, and, you know, in this case, I would say, I'm donating all the money for the cake that I charge you for that cake to go to some organization that supports same-sex marriage only. Because now what are you going to do? You're going to sue me to spend my money where you want, because they're sick enough to do that. Really, the Dems are sick enough to do that. So you want to sue me because I'm going to use my money where I want to use it. It was the latest victory for religious organizations in an increasingly conservative court. But see, you can't say that. And when they say that, this is when they give fuel to the Democrats. I wouldn't say that. It was a 9-0 decision. The four libs went along with the conservatives. This is the second time it's ruled against governments trying to enforce what this writer said was an anti-discrimination law. It's not an anti-discrimination law. It's not discriminating. They know going in there what that religion believes. They know it. The opinion written by Chief Justice John Roberts was narrow enough to draw the support of the court's three liberals, the writer says. You know, and again, and the three of its most conservative members, they wanted him to go further with it. Roberts reasoned that because Philadelphia theoretically allows some exceptions to its policy, the city had violated the Constitution's guarantee of free exercise of religion by not extending one to the Catholic social services. Now, look, here's the deal. If I'm an organization like, you know, the Catholic organization, look at, you have Catholic hospitals that don't want to do abortions. Why would you force them to do it? They offer free services. They do all kinds of things for communities that nobody else is doing in some cases. The government's not even doing. But yet you're going to force them either to go out of business or provide the one service that you want, which is abortion. That's just wrong on so many levels. You're going to deprive the majority of the people of that community services because you want one in particular. Can't get much more selfish than that, can you? CSS only seeks only to accommodate, or accommodations that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia. Right? And it's and in a manner which is consistent with their religious beliefs. It doesn't seek to impose those beliefs on everyone else. And it's true. They don't make you convert. They don't sit there and browbeat you like some other groups do. If you don't believe like we do, you're scum, you're terrible, you're going to hell. That's not how they operate. But the left does that to you. If you don't accept their policies 100%, You're a racist, homophobe, bigoted, whatever. Boy, if that isn't fascism at its finest, it's amazing. It shows you how ignorant they actually are. The opinion was joined by conservative justices Brent Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Even Breyer joined it. Of course, most conservative members, Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito and Neil Gorsuch, agreed with the outcome, but were put off by its limited scope. The court has emitted a wisp of a decision that leaves religious liberty in a confused and vulnerable state, Gorsuch wrote, and I agree with him. Those who count on the court to stand up for the First Amendment have every right to be disappointed. He said, I am. Alito said Roberts' opinion hung on a glitch. See, so they didn't back actually the freedom, right? They backed the fact that Philadelphia allowed loopholes for others and not for the Catholic Church. Right? Oh, that's a great one. So, of course, Alito wrote that the opinion might as well have been written on a dissolving paper sold in magic shops. He said that it should be easy for Philadelphia to change its policy, and then the ruling provides no guidance regarding similar controversies in the future. Right? Like San Francisco and D.C., where anti-discrimination laws have caused clashes with Catholic charitable organizations. It's got to stop. I mean, we need to have, look, if I got any conservative lawyers listening to me, and I know it's very expensive to do lawsuits, I got that. But they have all kinds of Democrat lawyers that'll do anything for them. They'll fight a case, will do anything for them. What happened to our people? Why aren't we doing it? Come on, I'm curious. We should be in there fighting just like they do. And I don't know why we're not. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know what you do that is you get informed. That's really where it starts. Joe Mazzini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813 and experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Listen to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Seriously. I don't want you to be part of the problem. That's why you need to get informed. Really that simple. We're talking about the latest story where SCOTUS has sided with the Catholic Church, but not really. That's why some of these headlines are misleading. I mean, it's a great victory from a standpoint that the states, the cities, the counties, whatever, see that in many cases the Supreme Court always, or will mostly, I'll say, side with the religious organization. I mean, ultimately, they're doing a lot of good there in Philadelphia. So. And the other side of the coin is like with Catholics or Christians or Jews or whatever, and in the gay and lesbian community, if it really bothers you that much, start your own organization. No, seriously. Start your own organization. If you're willing to do all the work the Catholics do, you're willing to do all the work that they put forward, and some of the Christian organizations. I always felt, how asinine is it that these lawyers from the ACLU and places like that, they go down to Louisiana and other places, and say, oh, you can't have that, that's a religious group that can't be helping people out. Well, where are your atheist people? Where are the people that you say you know, dealing with or what have you, or supporting you. If they're out there feeding them, cleaning up homes, cleaning up yards, helping them, then stay away. Nobody wants your lack of help. I had the same thing with one of those Bernie Sanders socials here in my town. He was complaining because they were raffling off tickets to get to the front of the food line. So when the kids went for lunch, there was several lines, I guess, to get the food, and two of the lines were for kids who had passes. Gave them kind of a leg up, if you would. So he was all upset about that. And when I talked with him, I explained, like I said, probably borderline communist, this guy is. So when I explained to him that the PTA put this on, they collected this money, and what they, you know what they did with the money? They did something terrible with the money. They bought backpacks, pencils, paper, and school supplies for kids that didn't have the money to do it, whose parents didn't have the money. His beef was that not all parents had money to buy the raffle tickets. That's what really made it bad. And I even said to him, I said, you're crazy. You do have parents that are willing to pay big bucks for those tickets because they know where their money's going. And he fought it, and he made a big stink about it. And guess what happened? Because some people felt bad, they dropped it. They dropped the program. Now they dropped the program. I asked him, I said, so you're going to go buy bags for those kids? This is how they work. This is how those far-left progressives work. You're going to now go buy backpacks for those kids? Well, no, why should I? Because you took it away from them. That's why. You stopped those kids from getting what they needed. It's just amazing the mindset that they have. Did you know that much of our slang comes from a black community? Now, this is according to Microsoft News. Not acknowledging that perpetuates racism. I wonder what slang they're talking about. And I wonder if I can even say it. You know, when they say if you tap through TikTok, you'll fall down a slang-filled dance-crazed rabbit hole like an Alice in Wonderland dance. It's a piece of advice. Don't repeat everything you hear on the road down, especially if you're white. See, white people on social media and in real life regularly appropriate African-American vernacular. Notice, new acronym for this one, too, by the way. It's the AAVE, like slay and cis. Without thinking, some of these phrases come directly from the black LGBTQ community. So it's not now that we're not just appropriating for the black community. We're now going one step further, and we're taking them from the black gay community now. An expert, who are these experts? I want to know who the experts are. Experts say this perpetuates racism. It erases black contributions and fuels cultural misunderstandings. Remember when I used to tell you guys, some of you have been listening to the show for years. I used to say years ago, they come up with these terms that mean absolutely nothing, but they sound so smart. These professors and experts and people, dealing with these kind of things, they think they're so smart. And you don't respond, you don't challenge them because you think, because you don't have a piece of paper, you don't have a right to challenge them. You do the paper. Look, all the paper says is you went to school for this. That's all it says. All right? And based on what you see coming, you know, I played those clips. I've played them in the past. I'll play them in the future. Right? You have people who go to business class, go to accounting classes, and they can't tell you what inflation is. Right? I mean, there's so many things that they can't tell you about. Well, what's that say about their teacher or them? Was your teacher a fool or were they a fool? And how did they graduate? This is funny, though. They're calling it black linguistic appropriation. Start today, right? So it says the divorcing of black people from the way we talk is really just another way of liking what black people do. But not liking black people. How did they take that for granted? How do they put that out there without knowing? Right? No, seriously. Nikki Lane, assistant professor at the Spelman College, says, "It's very Elvis to me. You'll take our music, but you don't give us any credit. Take terms like reading." This is artfully insulting someone. "Or shade, a subtle insult." People gobbled up these words after watching famous ballroom documentary, Paris is Burning, but the film didn't create these words. The black community did. So, wow, the black community created the word reading? God, I'm so relieved. I didn't know where it came from, and I was worried. I mean, these people are for real. See, they're going to turn everything into racism, and I mean everything, which is what they're doing. They're doing it now. They've already tried to do it. And if you don't follow line, get in line, and agree with them, you're in a lot of trouble. Really. Patrick Johnson, dean of the Northwestern School of Communication, says appropriation and commodifying black culture. I tell you, they're making up words as they go. Commodifying black culture from black hairstyles to queer language is nothing new. And it happens. But what is so wonderful is that these cultures keep inventing new languages based on their experiences. So while it's true that things are stolen, it's also true that languages keep getting invented new. I mean, I just find this amazing. Now, every word that's used a lot that has a meaning is now part of the black community. And we can't have anything to do with it now. These people are amazing. Baker Bell says black language is a legitimate language with syntax, has grammatical features, phonology, semantics. But when black people speak, AAVE, it's seen as unprofessional. They can be perceived as intellectually inferior for speaking it. No, not intellectually inferior. It's lazy. Use the full word. Use all the letters. Come back to the real meaning. Seriously. He goes on to say it's anti-black linguistic racism. My God. Look at, you can't get much crazier than this, the way this is. And then they go back, you know, where black queer people fit in. And how they've come up with a lot of this language. So now it's just not a matter of finding out that the black queer community is large. But they've created all these words that we've culturally appropriated and not given them credit for. And the problem is, I'm not buying. I'm not swallowing it, I'm not buying it, and I'm not believing it. Just because it comes from a bunch of professors doesn't mean anything. They've got an agenda. It's very obvious the way they're twisting these words around. And it's wrong. It's just dead wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, I can't do this too long. But, you know, it's really funny how now we're hearing Mayorkas, you know, the DHS chief. He's saying the border's not open. What are you people talking about? Seriously. And Kamala Harris told him, don't come here because the border's closed, but then why do we have all those people to border? Why do we have planes leaving from that area, from border areas, going to the inner part of the country and dropping illegals off everywhere? I'm not just saying that. It's not conspiracy. We have pictures. We have film. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about finances, whether you like it or not. We'll be right back.